Hello, welcome to another episode of Quantum Physics with Impossible Steve. I am your host, Steve, and I would just like to give a big thank you to all 79 countries from around the world who have tuned into the show. So thank you, and Zambia would be the newest country on that list. So everyone from Zambia, hello. And let's see if we can hit the big 8-0. You know, that'd be pretty cool, I think. When I started this, I don't know, what was it, August of last year? You know, I knew some people would check it out here and there, but I never in my life thought I would reach 79 countries. So that's pretty cool. Power of the internet, if you will. You know, these platforms do really well about, you know, getting stuff out there. And it's just kind of cool, you know. This show is free and will remain free. It will always be ad-free. This show was never to generate money. This was, you know, for big thinkers from around the world, it looks like. You know, people who like to think about things and you know, especially when it comes to quantum physics and timelines and spirituality and stuff like that. So that's really what it's for. It's for people who like to think, you know. This is not designed to make money, but with that said, I will let you know this. I am going to have an audio book coming out. I'm going to try to do it in the next 60 to 90 days. That's right. Haven't started yet. It's all in my head though. And the reason why I want to do it is I'm going to write about the election that's coming up. I'm going to tell you who's going to win. I'm going to tell you who's going to lose. I'm going to tell you exactly how it all unfolds and all goes, you know, how it all goes down. And I hope people read it before the election, because I'll call it. I'm going to call it months before it even happens, because this is all planned out and it's all scripted. And any party involved, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whether it's Trump, whether it's Biden, whether it's somebody else from, you know, Ramaswamy, all these people know each other, and all of this is to entertain. Bottom line, I already know who's going to win. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to call them out. You can read it for yourself, or you can wait till the election. And for those of you who are shocked, you could just go back and read the book and see, you know, I published it back in December or January and called the entire thing, because it is so obvious. It is just so easy, and it still amazes me that people can't see this. I mean, it's totally amazing. With that said, I do my fair share of picking on intelligence agencies from around the world, and sometimes that gets me in trouble, you know, like, for instance, being tasered and thrown on an airplane or thrown out of a moving car. I can go on and on, but I can't help it. And sometimes it's so easy because some of these people come out and speak in public, you know, because that's what they're designed to do. And I really just, I can't resist when they do that. So I got to give them a little bit of shit. So let's see what they do next, right? No telling. But I would like to say, you know, how's that weight, that the Great War I told you about going so far? Now we got the Middle East rocking and rolling. They're in conflict. China's making some aggressive moves. Of course, you still got Russia and Ukraine going on. People probably forgot about that since the whole Israel-Palestine thing. You got Europe involved. You got Russia involved. You got China now involved. You got North Korea and Iran involved. And of course, the United States involved. On an extremely small scale, what people don't realize is the country of Brazil has been kind of holding a neutral position, but really working towards the BRIC nation, because they're a part of the BRICS nation. Mexico is kind of trying to kind of, you know, very politely step away from the United States as best that it can, because it cannot compete against the military of the United States, and just kind of be more buddies with South America and China. They're kind of trying to do it under the radar. It will not shock me if the United States invades Mexico, the United States and Canada together, would not shock me one bit for a position move, because China's already in the Caribbean and already in South America and been there since 2011. But I told you the Great War was coming. It's clearly here. It's going to get bad. We're just in that time. You know, none of us, no everyday citizen, man, woman, or child wants any kind of a conflict, let alone the Great War, the war of all wars. So let me tell you something, it's going to suck for us all. I told you the timeline is going to destroy itself. I told you people are going to disappear, if you will. Gwyneth Paltrow posted something, I can't remember if it was on Facebook or Twitter, and she said, you know what, I'm done with it. It's not about the money. I'm just going to disappear. And there are a lot of people that can do that, and you'd be surprised. And a lot of it has to do with quantum physics. And there are going to be individuals, whether they're all going to be spiritual in some way. You would have to be. But there are going to be individuals that raise their vibrations and move to another timeline, bottom line. And the rest of humanity will be stuck here to ride this out in the Great War. I'm not quite sure if it's tribulation yet, but I'm probably going to do a whole show on is this tribulation or not, and you know, the stuff with our technologies and having to scan everything, and now you got to scan your hand like at Amazon, at Whole Foods to buy things, and you know, just the wars that are going on, you know, the plagues and the famines and the storms, and you know, the birds are gone, you can't see the stars anymore. Like, we can go on and on, and these are some of the things that the Bible has talked about so, so much. I do also believe that some of the saints are here from the 144,000. I don't believe that they're all here, and I'm not quite sure how that works. But there are clearly some unique individuals, because I've been finding their podcast. And a lot of these people have gone through some sort of a spiritual death and rebirth. And that's what the 144,000 truly are. I know the Bible says that they're all Jewish and Hebrew and blah, 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 but they're basically the anointed. They're chosen by God, and they all go through a rebirth. Bottom line. And I do not think that they're all Jewish. I think a lot of them will be. Or Hebrew, or whatever the correct word is. But I don't think that all of them are. I think, you know, that whoever they are, man or woman, are going to be very spiritual and all about God, because they were saved by God, and they realize that. And they realize what they have to do. And they realize what they need to do. And they each have a certain job, if you will, or a mission that's unique, that helps with everything that's going on. A lot of them have turned to podcasting and social media, and some have remained quiet and hidden, probably still going through some growth. You know, they're probably still not quite sure what's going on. It is quite a life-changing experience. But I wanted to do a fun Halloween show. Here we are, we're coming up on Halloween. I'm recording this now, but I'm going to release it on Halloween, now being October 23rd. And you know, I wanted to do something about these vampire and werewolf stories, because we're in Halloween, and the whole world has these stories. And it's very interesting, you know, and I think I know how some of these stories have started, and in some weird way, even a possibility that one or two of these things might have existed at one time, and I'm going to tell you how that is. And after you hear it, you might say to yourself, well, that's a very interesting point. Now that you say that, I could see how that might have happened. You know what I mean? And I think you're going to find it very interesting. So I'm calling it a fun show. It's a fun show in the in Halloween. I'm not a very big holiday person, and I do feel strongly that Halloween is pagan, and that it should not be celebrated. And for that simple fact, I do not celebrate it. I do not dress up. If someone comes to my door, if they're a kid, I mean, they're a kid. Yes, I have candy for them. They're a kid. That's the parents' responsibility. My parents took me trick-or-treating too. You know what? You guys do whatever you want. I just choose not to celebrate it. Okay? I'm not a fan of it. And the whole thing is kind of creepy if you sit back and look at the history and how it all got started and blah, blah, blah. I mean, we dress up as ghouls and fools, you know? So, there's a reason for that. And it's pagan, but it's a time of year where there's scary movies, and two very popular costumes are vampires and werewolves. So I said to myself, I do know that there are vampire cults, and I do know that there are even werewolf cults, and I do know that there are people that worship and try to channel certain energies. And we'll get to that in a little bit, probably towards the end of the show, because I'm doing this on the fly, kind of spinning it in my head and pulling out whatever information I can out of the quantum. And all I got to do is a quick Google search, guys. I'm going to post some links. I'm going to post some links of vampire cult. I'm going to Google vampire cult and post some links. I'm going to do it on YouTube and post some links. And I mean, the information's there. I mean, we all know it exists. There's some weird individuals out there, right? But let's take a step back. I want you to look at something real quick when it comes to vampires, werewolves, and even dinosaurs. I have a theory. So check this out. If you believe in the Bible, and there's other religions that talk about angels that fell to earth and in a way attacked humans, they took wives. Human wives, they had children and whatnot. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of religions, not just Christianity, that talks about it, or some form of it. So I'm going to lean on the Christian side because that's the best way I can explain this theory. So on the Christian side of things, angels fell, like hundreds of thousands of them, fell to earth and took human wives. And had children, and they turned into giants. And the giants were bad, they were evil, they were not of God, and they even turned on men, and they ate men. They were just giant, just these huge giants, right? And they even turned on each other and started eating each other. So these fallen angels even turned evil. They lost their grace, they lost their connection with God, and Satan's one of them, or the devil, or Lucifer, whatever you want to. Whatever name you want to use for the individual. And they're all down here, The Book of Enoch lists some of them, or the top few of them. But anyway, it also says in the Bible that when the angels fell, God took away, not, well, not, first of all, when Lucifer fell, God took away his angelic look. And I also believe that when the other angels, fallen angels, fell, that the corruption kind of set in and took over, like their physical looks. And what I think happened are a couple things. Let's start with the dinosaurs. It's actually an easy one, because it said when the angels fell that they took wives, and it said that they also defiled the beast. So it's hinting at that they actually performed sexual acts with animals. Let's just say that's true. And we're dealing with a fallen angel, so that's not a human being. That's not a person. It's a some type of a energy being that came to Earth. So it's not human. God created humans. He also created angels, but they're different. So let's say they fell, which they did, and they did something to animals, sexually. And not only did the women give birth to giants, but the animal was to be pregnant and give birth, would that not turn into a giant? So yeah, it would actually. And then that would be a giant animal. And if the giants turned and started eating men, well, would the giant animal not do the same? So when you hear, and we have fossils of dinosaurs that were just massive, I kind of think that's where they came from, to be honest with you, dude. I really honestly kind of think that when these angels defiled the beast, because angels are not human, they were able to impregnate animals, which gave birth, and those whatever they were when they were born grew giant. And I think that's where dinosaurs came from. You know, how else would you explain it? Where else would it come from? It's a chicken and an egg story, right? What came first, the chicken or the egg? I really think that that's a very good theory that people should look at on a spiritual, especially if you believe in Christianity, you know, where the dinosaurs came from. Nowhere in the Bible does it say God created dinosaurs. I have yet to find that verse. So, but they were here, and we have their bones. So that's kind of there. But back to the vampires and werewolves. Now, werewolf is going to be a bit of a stretch, so we're going to save that for last. But vampires. Okay, so vampires, we've all seen the movies. So they, you know, their sunlight affects them. They're mostly out in the night. They're super fast, they're super strong, and they bite you and drain your blood, and they can turn you into a vampire if they bite you. Okay, so we all know the concept of movies that have vampires in them. So, angels fell, they were corrupt, they were banned from God, they were banned from heaven. So wouldn't a being of light, wouldn't a punishment be to just put them in darkness, which is one of their punishments? They go to the abyss. You know, God throws even the devil down in there and locks them up and throws away the key. So wouldn't these beings, what if when they fell and became corrupt and were no longer able to connect with God, what if the sunlight affected them? Now, since we're dealing with hundreds of thousands of beings that are not human, they would definitely be faster and stronger. They would be extremely fast and extremely strong because they were able to somehow create a mortal form. But they're not human, so they were able to do things that a human being could not do. So you got to take that into consideration. So one of their punishments could be, you know, if these are beings of light, one of their punishments would be, well, you don't get to see light anymore. You know, I mean, think about it. If you're God, you're like, you know what? You're so crappy. You don't even get to see light anymore. And if you see it, it's going to kill you. I could see God doing that. Think about that for a minute. Just kind of let that resonate in your brain for a minute. So angels fell to earth. They're corrupted. They lose their angelic look. And one of their punishments is, you know, you can't see light. Screw you. You no longer get to enjoy the pleasures of light. Light has a lot of vitamins in it. Light, when it's sunny outside, you feel better. You're in a better mood. You know, we all like a good sunny day. You go to the beach, you hang out. Well, they don't get to do that. God's like, nope. You're going to live in darkness. You can only go outside in the nighttime. No beach for you, right? I can see that being a big possibility. Now, I do not know if they necessarily, you know, bite people in the neck and drink their blood, but what if their teeth were deformed? So what if they did have fang-like, or what if their canine teeth, we as human beings have canine teeth, there's one on each side of our mouth at the top. I wonder if they were longer than normal because it's part of the mutation process of when they fell. So what if they just naturally had, you know, longer teeth? They looked weird because they lost their angelic look. So they're going to look hideous. They're going to look scary to an individual. because they're no longer angels. So, and we do know that there have been people for years, even in present time, that drink blood. You know, they think it gives them energy, that it's some kind of satanic ritual. So I don't necessarily know. I think that's where Hollywood came in. Okay, we're going to bite you on the neck and suck the blood out of your body. I don't think that necessarily happened, but I do think there were beings, fallen angels, that could not go out in the sun, that were extremely fast, extremely strong, and they drank blood. They probably drank a lot of blood. They probably killed a lot of human beings in that time until they finally died off. You know, and in the movies, you know, they're immortal. They live thousands of years. These beings would live for a very long time. Now, we do know they eventually died. But they could live thousands of years, you know, and there probably were ways to kill them. And it was probably extremely hard because you're dealing with something that's not human, that can literally move faster than anything you can even see. So to kill one would just be crazy. It would be luck. You would have to be just pure luck to even kill one. So I think that this is where the vampire stories originated from. I think the fallen angels got so screwed up when they fell, that was, it was just a part of their curse. No sunlight for them. They could only walk in darkness. They drank human blood. They were fast. They were strong. They lived for thousands of years. And then the Hollywood ran with it, you know. But I think those stories were passed down from generation to generation to generation. Because if you type in, I haven't even done it, I'm going to do it right now because I have Google up. I'm going to type in, watch this. I'm going to type in Google. I'm going to type in vampire cults. Yep. First thing that pops up on Wikipedia, vampire lifestyle. Not even going to have to read that one. And let's see, the next one is grin.com. Vampirism, vampire cults, and vampire fanaticism. So there are people that worship this stuff, right? We've all heard about it. We've all seen videos about it. There's cults out there. And that's what's going on in present time. Are there real vampires? No. Are there real werewolves? No. So, but did they exist at one time? I think this is a very big possibility. And I think that's how. And I think those stories got passed down through generation. And I think, you know, if they lived thousands of years, you know, maybe one or two of them were around way longer than the rest of them until they finally died off. So, you know, every once in a blue moon, someone would get killed by a vampire, you know. Don't go in those mountains, there's one out there, type of thing. Yeah, I think that happened. We're talking thousands of years ago. You know, we're just way beyond this time. And we knew great things happened back then. I mean, there's pyramids. You know, look at the Egyptian pyramids. They were built thousands of years ago. There were just things that went on back a really long time ago that don't happen today. So you got to really take some of these things into consideration. You know, how do these stories don't just pop up in your head. You know, these stories were passed down from generation to generation. We know that, pretty proven. And they originated from somewhere. And I think that's why they originated. I think, when these fallen angels came down, they caused a lot of problems for themselves and for other people. And they were a vampire, if you will, you know. There was probably no word for it at the time. I think that's another Hollywood theme. You know, they created the word vampire. But there were these things that were just big, strong, fast, and they drank human blood. You know, and these cults drink human blood. You know, people drink human blood. It's disgusting, first of all. And it's actually, on a health level, it's actually extremely bad for you. And it can cause a lot of problems with your digestive system and other organs. And people who drink blood usually do suffer consequences because it is not good for your body. Our bodies weren't made for that. Our bodies are more... vegetarian than anything, even though we can eat meat, you can process vegetarian stuff much faster than you can meat, especially when you get older. So that's really what we were designed for. We weren't designed for blood, and even arguably meat, even though some meat is very good and you can eat it and stay healthy, you know, good for you. I try not to eat a lot, but I do eat some. So that's kind of where I stand on the whole vampire thing. So, you know, since it's kind of Halloween, kind of think about that. You know, kind of go back and read about the falling angels in the Bible, or read the book of Enoch, or a couple chapters. And, you know, those fallen angels were able to do things that man couldn't do. And I think they had some punishments that God inflicted on them instantly for the fall. So I can see that being a very big possibility. So there's a dinosaur theory, there's a vampire theory. Werewolves. I did a small segment on Instagram because it was a full moon one night for fun, about people worshiping werewolves or energy or a werewolf energy, and I'm not quite sure where it came from, but there are werewolf cults. There are rappers. I posted one of his songs where he talks about being in a pack and, you know, blood of this and blood of that. You know, don't mess with me, we'll come get you, our pack will come get you. You know, they're like a wolf pack. You know, they, people are weird, dude, you got to understand. so yes, I do, there are cults that worship some type of an energy, and for some reason, you know, wolves, you know, I explained why they chose the wolf as a symbol. You know, you can go back and look, what does a wolf symbolize, you know, or what does a pack of wolves symbolize? And you can read that all for yourself. You know, very common knowledge on Google. So the only thing I could possibly think of if there was actually a real werewolf at one time, or a pack of werewolves one time, I don't have as clear of an explanation as I do for the vampires. The vampire thing makes sense if you believe in fallen angels. I mean, it makes perfect sense. So the only thing I could even remotely think of is some kind of a spin off of that, when they defiled the beast, you know, and the beast gave birth to giants. You know, and I said that's where dinosaurs came from. Maybe there was like a wolf that gave birth, and then it was like half, you know, a fallen angel and half wolf. Then yeah, it's a bit of a stretch, but I guess that would, you know, if you believe it in those fallen angels and they were able to do those things, then I guess that would be a possibility. The vampire thing would make more sense to me, you know, if you had to put the two together. But the werewolf thing stemmed from somewhere. And we do know they were extremely large prehistoric wolves back in the dinosaur age. And these wolves would, oh my gosh, they showed a picture of one on, I think it was on the History Channel or Discovery Channel. There was some prehistoric wolf. It was massive. It was like as big as a car. So we do know, and we have fossils of giant wolves. And, you know, maybe the looking more like a man walking on hind legs, maybe it stemmed from that. I don't know. But there were giant wolves at one time, and it's unclear, you know, what they were. But they were definitely prehistoric, around the dinosaur time. They were massive creatures. So, you know, throughout history, you know, one or two might have lived a little longer than the rest, and maybe that's where the story came from. And maybe the only thing that locals could figure out, you know, was, you know, because back then, maybe they didn't have some of the tools we had today, or maybe they had even more tools than we had today. You know, I did bring up the temples in Egypt, but, you know, let's say there's a primitive tribe that's fighting this giant wolf. Well, if they're just some little Indian tribe out in the middle of the jungle, they're not going to know where that thing came from, right? So they're going to have to, they're going to, in order to justify its existence, they're just going to have to create some story, you know. So I do think the werewolf thing is a story, but I do also know for a fact, and there are some rappers out there and some other things, that, you know, that there's some type of demonic energy that's worshipped that symbolizes a wolf. So I would encourage you to Google, you know, spiritual meaning of wolf or spiritual meaning of wolf pack, and just kind of read all the things. And then there are definitely some cults out there that kind of try to channel that energy for whatever reason and consider themselves werewolves, if you will, just like these vampire cults. But are there werewolves alive today like we see in the movie? No. And are there vampires alive today like we see in the movie? No. But I do believe at one point, because of the fallen angels, that those so-called vampires, that's what they were. Werewolves, I don't know, maybe the prehistoric animal makes sense to me. And then the dinosaur thing, that actually makes a lot of sense to me, if angels fell and defiled the beast, because they definitely mated with human women and had giants. So if they mated with an animal, an animal gave birth, it would definitely be a giant something as well. So I wanted to do that for fun, just to get your brain thinking. You got to have some fun every once in a while. I got some new topics rolling out. I'm going to definitely do a big dive into timeline jumping and multidimensional Earths emerging with your energy, because I think we are in a time where we all need each other more than ever. And this great war that's getting ready to take place, or it's already taken place, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and we're really going to have to think outside the box on this one. And if you're not spiritual or religious, you better be, because this stuff is coming, and it's really good, the only thing that makes sense. I mean, there's a lot of bad things coming. There's a lot of bad things going on right now. And this is it. This isn't even like, this is barely the beginning of it. I mean, it's going to get bad. So this isn't to scare you. It's to say, hey, we need to come together collectively. You know, we got to start doing something here, or it's just going to get out of hand. I don't know how we're to wake up your local representative. But here in the United States, our whole government is in a state of chaos. I think it's been attacked by the World Economic Forum, and I think people within certain branches of the government are fighting each other, and I think that's why you're seeing this today. Speaker McCarthy was just ousted. It's a prime example. You know, you got the Democrats. You have a guy named Chuck Schumer who 2 weeks before McCarthy was ousted, I'm sorry, not even 2 weeks, when McCarthy finally sided with that bill, which is what supposedly made the Republicans mad, but when he met with Biden, said, okay, you know, we're just going to go ahead and agree here so we can keep on moving. That night, Chuck Schumer did a speech. I think it was on C-SPAN or one of those channels like that, and he said, Speaker McCarthy, you've seen how relentless we are. We will not stop. We are going after you now, is literally what he said. We're going after you. We will be relentless. And what happened? Magically, 8 Republicans got mad and ousted Speaker McCarthy. Bullshit. They got bought. And now you have the Democrats that literally said, okay, you Republicans can't decide on who's speaker, just let one of us be speaker. You see how they're just kind of moving in? Bottom line is, this government is done. Like, it's been so infiltrated at such a high level, and there's so many of them now, that I'm going to try to say this very politely. I think that the people are going to have to step in. I think the people are going to either have to deal with this and just accept basically communism, or they're going to have to step in and remove these people, period. And I'm talking like all the people. I'm not talking about like a militia or some crazy conspiracy theorist or some shaman that has a fucking moose head on his hat. I'm talking about the United States, who is armed, going in and saying, "Okay, this is enough. You guys are fired." You know, they were voted. The people voted them in. The people are going to fire them. So those are your two options. Bottom line, you either accept what's going on today, let this whole wave just kind of finish taking over and just kind of, you know, just kind of live by the rules and all right, hey, we're a communist country now. Or you rise up, you fire every single, not just, this is not about Democrat and Republic. Every single person would have to be removed because it's that tainted. Because you do not know who is who. We're talking about highly intelligent individuals that have infiltrated. It's like back in the Nazi time, like the people didn't even know who all the Nazis were. They didn't know. Like they were, some of them were very well hidden. So you would have to remove every single man or woman out of Congress, out of the House, and out of the presidency. Period. And probably, and you probably have to do it in your state offices. It's trickled down that far. I mean, each state would have a problem. So that's really it. I mean, call my bluff, sit back and watch for yourself. I'm gonna sit back and watch. Let me tell you that right now. I have no plans of doing anything. I think that the country's screwed, and I think it's going to be full communism by 2025. And then I think when it's too late and people finally realize that they're going to try to do something, there'll be some type of a conflict, and I think they'll lose, meaning the people. I think they're going to wait too long. It's already gotten this bad, and it would be very hard. To shut down the government right now. When you could have done it, you know, probably the last 8 years, but everyone's still kind of saying, oh, you know, Democrat, everyone's so about Democrat and Republican. Okay. Well, they're all in on it. So, you know, sit back and see for yourself. Eventually you'll figure it out. You know, some people have left. There are people that are leaving. I think there's like what, 25, 3,500 people a day that have been leaving for like the last 6 or 7 years now, living, doing citizenship somewhere else, renouncing their citizenship. They don't want any part of the United States. There are some people just leaving because there are some countries that actually are free, believe it or not. Think you're free. You're about to find out how free you really are. And your money's just going to be crap. My gosh, you think inflation's bad now? It's so high. It's whew, a few more months. It's gonna implode. It's just gonna collapse. The money system's gonna collapse. That's why the CBDC will be rolled out. It'll be the savior. You'll see. Well, I'm gonna leave you all with that. Hope you, if you guys do celebrate Halloween, be safe. You know, there's a lot of crazy people out there, especially in the United States. It's the time of year where people like to go out and have fun, but sometimes they get hurt. So be safe if you're out there. Think about that. Chew on that. We're going to do some timeline jumping in the next episode for sure, guaranteed. So, you all have a good day, and thank you.